What's up, world? How we doing? How we living? Undeniable Perception, episode 45, brother from the same mother.
Woo, man. Do I sound energized?
Yes.
Do I sound alive?
Alive.
Do I sound like a bear?
A bear?
Because I've been hibernating.
Why have you been hibernating?
Well, 45, man. Take 4, multiply that by 5. What do you get?
20.
Okay, now take 4 plus 5. What do you get?
4, 9.
So subtract 9 from 20?
11.
So how many hours I slept.
Oh, nice, man.
So, man, I didn't get out of bed till like 12:30 today.
So you got an 11 o'clock shadow?
Ooh, my God, man. I felt good. My body just did. My mind just needed it. And at first, I had to like fight the need of, like, I had to fight me fighting the need of it, you know? Because you think, oh, man, I'm going to be lazy. I'm going to stay in bed. Yeah, man, sometimes you need that shit.
Yeah.
Because it was some deep, good sleep, man. My body, my mind were just like, oh, you need this, man. And then I woke up just feeling good.
What time did you wake up?
12:30, I got out of bed.
What time did you go to sleep the night before?
Like 1 something.
Dang, you go to sleep late, though.
Well, I'm off.
Nice. So what were you doing that late?
I was watching some, man. Nothing crazy. I was watching Awkwafina, North of Queens.
Oh, man.
And then I was watching something else. You know, I'd be go down the rabbit hole of YouTube, you know. School of Life.
I love YouTube, man.
My boy Alan told me about.
It's all School of Life.
Yeah, stuff like that. So, yeah, man, there's always some, man. You know? Mm-hmm. When's the last time you slept that much, man?
Dude, I have no idea. I haven't slept that long in a while. But I do get at least 7 hours of sleep every day.
Damn, you at fucking least. Prince.
I'm in bed.
That's good for you, man.
We're in bed by like 10:30 p.m. Yeah. And then I'm up. I'll probably knock out by like 11 p.m. And I'll probably wake up like at 6:30.
Like clockwork, that's fucking really good, man.
Yeah.
7 hours, that's masterful.
My son just wakes up just once, like at 3 or whatever, to eat, to snack.
Okay.
On mom, but that's it. It's just a quick wake up. And
that's good, man, because like, I got to be more consistent with it. I tend to get 6 hours of sleep, sometimes 5, but I should try to move it up to 7. But I'm happy with 6. If I could do 6, cool.
7 or 8.
I'm trying to get better with, because, you know, I wake up and I'm at work by 6 a.m. So I want to get up. I hate getting up like at 5:40 and I'm like, oh, man, I got to be on already, you know, working from home. So it gives me extra time, but I don't like that. Like, oh, let me just get in there and log in. I'm ready to go. You know, I want to take those few moments, man, because I like to, if I were to be signed on by 6, I want to be up by 5:20. So I can get up, do my little rituals, you know, like I just lay in bed for a little bit. Don't look at the phone. Don't look at nothing.
Play with your Manuela.
I say a prayer. Then I meditate. Then I'm ready to go. That, like, sets the tone for the day. Yeah. When I don't do that, I was really good for a while. Now I haven't been doing that. So since I'm off, I did it today, but I started at 12:30.
That's sweet, man.
Good. What's your ritual, bro, in the morning? What you do?
So as soon as I get up, I get up probably like an hour to 45 minutes before Mercy and Zeke. And it's so adorable, dog. So as soon as I get up, like, he's asleep, knocked out, without no blanket. He's like hella claustrophobic with stuff over him. So I don't know how I'm going to put a mask on him. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. But anyways, so I get up before them and then I just go downstairs. And I do my apple cider vinegar shot. Now I dilute it with water because I heard it's like not good. It's
but they go for your kidneys too much.
To take a stray shot. But I'm like, I felt like it defeats a purpose though. But I added water now. It's so
As long as you're getting the nutrients.
Yeah.
It's still the same amount of nutrients because you're consuming it.
Even though you're diluting it.
Yeah. Because it's not like it's removing them, because if you're taking the whole thing.
Yeah, true.
You know?
So I do that and then I take a coffee. I do K-cups now, Keurig, so I could be more cost-efficient, bro, so I could drink that before I work out.
Too, huh?
And I got the pizza one. I forgot which one it was, bro.
Did you dig it?
It's good, man.
Hell yeah.
What's your best cold brew type?
I don't know. I usually don't buy cold brew.
Okay. Because I try to get like a cold brew or just straight black one.
And that's America, man. Just try it all. See what you like.
Yeah, and then I drink that, and then I probably watch some YouTube.
Hell yeah. Okay, so that's your morning routine and your
for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then I hit the gym.
Yeah. Do you still do your meditation in the morning?
Yeah, here and there, man. I haven't done it in a while, bro. I need to start doing it. Get my breathing routine in.
It felt good when I did it today, man. Freaking A, man. So, dude, episode 45, man. So, hey, man, that's cool, man. So, we've been going strong for 45 weeks.
45 straight
weeks. I love it, man. We've been consistent with it, just doing our conversations. We had some good people step in and chat with us. Some good, deep stuff, man. So, I watched The Man in the Arena today, episode 1 of Tom Brady.
It's on ESPN Plus, right?
Right.
I got to watch it.
And, you know, I respect the cat, of course. Who can't? Obviously, he kicked the Bills' ass every fucking year, so... And I hate how they cheated and stuff like that. But anyway, that's the point. I don't want to get in that rank. Okay, the thing that I... One of the things that stood out in this... Because there's already, like... A lot of plenty of information to pick from and all this stuff, right? But the one thing that stood out a lot is when he said... Sustainability. You know, because he said, okay... I'm not the strongest, I'm not the fastest. Physically, I lack all those tools that other people have. But mentally and emotionally, I've always been good and developed that. So I've always just been about sustaining, because no matter how much talent you have, if you don't build it and keep maintaining that and sustaining that by working hard, developing yourself constantly day in, night out, then those talents are going to fade. So you have to sustain it. So when I was thinking about sustainability, I was thinking about mentality, right? Even with even just separating the whole physical thing, like mentally. But sometimes I have issues with, like, man, I'll get negative about certain things, or I'll slip up in something, right? Or things like that, and you start going down a little well, and it's like, wow, it's because I'm not working that out. You have to maintain that sustainability, right? Like maintain the mental strength. Go through whatever exercise you have to do in your head and the meditation and all that. But man, that was just watching stuff like that from masters. Man, they're just giving you the information.
Giving you the blueprints, yeah. And that's fascinating, because no one really talks about that much. That muscle that we need to work on is your brain. Like, we're hearing more and more information like that now that a lot of people are sharing best practices. Like, one thing that I got to pick up and start doing more of in the morning is just read at least for 30 minutes a day. That's what I need to switch up, so I could get my mental more stronger and get that, what you were talking about, that sustainability, man. Because you got a lot of books. Like, do you read? See? Exactly. And that's the TV, man. The damn TV, man. YouTube. But, yeah, I need to pick up my books more, because I had a book. Right. I had a book that I was really fascinated about when they were talking about menticide. Menticide, do you know what that is?
Explain.
So menticide is literally like genocide, but for your brain.
Yeah, you told me that last time.
So, yeah, yeah. So it's literally like brainwashing and mind control and
how, right,
like,
right.
There's shit going on that, like, controls us.
Yeah.
And that shit freaks me out, because, like, I was... Barely this year or last year, I was 31 when I barely learned that fucking natural flavors aren't natural.
Right.
That they're fake.
It's just like marketing, right? By the way they use certain terms.
By the way they use the
They change terms. The definition of what it's supposed to naturally means.
That's fucking weird, bro. And it's like, they got it down to a science where they trick your brain into thinking this is blue... These are blueberries.
Right.
That's like, doesn't that freak you out? Isn't that weird?
I don't let it freak me out, man, because, I mean, you're in this world, you know? So I try not to freak out about it. It's just like, it's about learning about it and then being like, okay, well, what choices can I make?
Yeah.
Because, like fresh. Like, don't we see everywhere fresh? Fresh seafood, fresh that.
Yeah.
Ain't no seafood that's fresh.
Hell no.
No. And then that's the, you know, I'm loving that show that I watch, man, Next Thing You Eat, with David Chang. And he's the one that said that's like, seafood ain't fresh, man. Everything's frozen.
Yeah.
Because that's the way to be able to maintain it and all that and ship it around. Fresh is just a marketing word. Like, you think fresh, like, oh, fresh, hell yeah. Yeah. Man, the way it's fresh, if you get it right out of the ocean, then you right clean it up, you know, seek it up, take it all that stuff, bam. But it's all marketing, man. It's capitalism. You got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah. Because I've been learning, like, whenever you buy, like, seafood or whatever, shrimp, it's got to be sea caught, not farm-raised.
Yeah, I heard farm-raised is, like, not as good.
That is not good, yeah, because they be doing some things there that you don't even know.
Right.
And, like, back to, like, the natural flavors, like, I learned that, like, on the ingredients, whatever comes up first in the ingredient, that makes up most of the...
Yeah, absolutely. It's in order.
In order, yeah. That.
Yeah, for sure.
So, to make sure that you're eating, like, a real blueberry or whatever flavor, it needs to say puree on it.
Well, if it's blueberry, are you talking about just the fruit itself or something that has...
Yeah, so if it has, like... So, whatever you buy and you look at the ingredients, if it says puree next to it, that means they literally... got the blueberry, and they extracted the juice out of it.
Right, right, right.
So it's real.
Yeah.
Not like a chemical.
Right, right, right. Yeah, for sure, man. Like anything, like that's why anything that you purchase, like for food, the less ingredients, the better. Right?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
our point? We were talking about. You remember that back in the day? How old were you when we watched that and we started laughing?
Oh, Jello?
Jello. Lemon Jello.
60 Minutes?
Yo, 60 Minutes. I forget what his name is. He's considered like a legend, right?
And how old he was talking, at that time?
I don't know. This is a long time because you were young.
I remember.
And it stuck in our
every
brains.
Every time that 60 Minutes happened, I'd be like, damn, this is the last stop before but did, I had to go to sleep and I go to school.
But didn't that make an impression? And at that time, you kind of just forgot about it. But he was talking about that since you were a kid, man. So it's not new information. He made a little report and like, why does this lemon jello have no lemon? And he read all the ingredients, which are like 30 of them.
That's
He's like,
so
why
weird.
Can't it just be lemon? But it's funny because in your head, you just remember the voice, but you don't think about that the information was provided.
That dude's the man for dropping that knowledge, bro. And like that R-dash, that R-4 and green 32.
And that red 3 and that all that other stuff.
Shit, bro. And like it was crazy because the Flintstone vitamins I would have as a kid.
They're not even vitamins, really. No.
Bro, they have sugar in them.
You're the baby, bro. We didn't get any of that cool stuff.
Bro, they have sugar in them.
Yeah. We used to drink eggs, bro. Like yo, Rocky. We used to drink eggs.
Failure, though.
We put it in an orange. That would give us an egg. We crack it inside orange juice and down that fucker.
Tomaselo.
With cholesterol and shit.
Did you go fucking running the streets of L.A., guy? On your checks?
Maybe that's the reason why I'm allergic to eggs now, bro. And I can't have over easy eggs. No, I mean allergic like... Like, I love them, but every time I eat them, over easy.
So you got
I'm in the bathroom, bro.
What do you get from there? Salmonella? If you eat something wrong, what is it?
I guess. Depends on what it is, but with an egg, man, you're fine. But I like over easy eggs, even when I have that.
It's because you eat those.
But I think it happened because as a kid, I used to eat them like
eat
that,
those
man.
You eat those yellow yolk eggs, huh? The yellow kind?
Dude, since we're talking about food, man, do you remember, like, some of the first things you ever tried? I remember when I was thinking about the hat. For some reason, you know, and I was thinking about, dude, the first time I tried that, you always have to be introduced by someone, right? To something new, unless you for self venture it out or you learn it from someone and you try it. But I remember when I was in high school, man, there was no YouTube, there was nothing like that, right? So my boy, Jose Alcantar, I think his mom was in the car and he drove, he's like, you never been to the hat? I'm like, no. And this place is so far compared to where we live at because our parents never took us to that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I had it. It was the first time I had pastrami. And I was just thinking about that. Man, shit was delicious, but you always need an introduction.
Ain't you have pastrami curtains?
Maybe. But dude, I never like... the thing is, man, like, so you have to be introduced to that, dude.
No, yeah.
Dude, because I remember talking to my boy, and he was talking about, like, yeah, I didn't have internet till
that
when I was in high school. So, like, and then, you know, because he grew up in a Vietnamese home.
We didn't have In-N-Out.
Yeah, we did. So Pops love that shit.
Forever? Oh, we've had
not
Tommy's
forever. Probably when we moved to Chino.
We've been had Tommy's.
Chinese food, all kinds of stuff. That makes we never went to the hat.
Yeah, my girl would tell me like, yeah, my fam, they've never took them to In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, damn, that sucks.
But you like, was it one of the first things you tried that you recall, like when you were in high school, like, oh, shit.
Oh, I remember when Alberto's first opened up.
But that's Mexican food, bro.
You've always had Mexican food. Fries. Oh, so it's something different?
Yeah, man. Talk about Alberto's. What's wrong with you?
Bro, I remember having pupusas, but I don't know what age.
Okay.
But that's what our parents gave us.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I was in high school
and then you're
when
like,
I first
what?
Had them.
Yeah.
And I was like, these are fire, dude. They're good, man.
Dude, that shit.
The Kessel one?
But that's why for you, like we've talked about in the past, man, like having older brothers, that's a big plus, right? Because
Huge.
The older brothers show you a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I see it the other way too, though, man. Like having a younger brother keeps me learning new shit.
That's tight. So there's one dude who passed away. Where they were posting. I don't know his music. Was it Young Dolph? What was his name?
Young Dolph. He's a Memphis rapper.
And what happened?
Bro, it's unfortunate because that's another rapper that got murdered in his hometown. So he just got... came home, and there's a video that surfaced like a week ago. There's like a cookie place in his hometown that he likes, that he always goes to, that he has to stop by before he goes home.
Fuck.
And he went there before he pulled up home, and as soon as he got out, he got shot, he got drugged.
So they were casing him? Someone was following him around?
Yeah. Like,
do they know who it was?
No, I'm not sure. I don't think so.
So it was a setup. Yeah. Someone was waiting for him.
Yeah.
Damn.
In your own city, man.
That sucks. Dude, I never even heard of him. Is he good shit?
Yeah, I've heard a few of his music, man. His Role Model album.
Young guy?
He's in his mid-30s. Yeah, he has a family, man.
Rest in peace, dude. That's sad, dude. Damn, man. Who the fuck knows what's going on in that guy's life?
Same thing. Like, it's crazy. Like, I was talking to my boy at the gym, and we were talking about Nipsey Hussle. And, like, same thing with him. Like, we were talking about, like he was saying that he was going to go to his concert. But it was, like, the same time his parents were going to go to vacation. So he had to go to vacation with them. And then the following week, he passed away, like...
Yeah.
At his store.
Yeah, it was a drive-by, right?
Yeah.
Did they ever catch a guy?
Yeah. Yeah, they caught the guy. A guy from the same city.
Damn, man. Did they get into the insights of why that occurred?
I'm not familiar. But yeah, man.
No matter what, man, people just dying. People getting killed, man.
Yeah,
and dude. He was a guy, he was a big voice, too, man, about, like, change and being your own boss. And
yeah, he owned all his
doing music. Doing the conversion of that, right? Going from where he came from to try to get better.
And, yeah, on one of his songs, track number one on the Role Models album, he says, he's like...
Young Dolph?
Yeah, like, his parents are crackheads. He's like, the block that fucked my parents, I made a million off of that block. Like, he kills that whole song, bro. Like,
okay.
I gotta send it to you, man. You'll dig it. Like, that was, like, one of my favorite songs.
That's from his album?
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta send it to him so I can check it out. That's sad, man. Rest in peace, man.
It makes me think about what Noriega said on the Kanye West interview when he said, you know what, man? He's like, jealousy isn't a bad thing. He's like, jealousy, you should use it to, like, motivate you to become better. You know, we all have a competitive spirit.
Right.
He's like, but when you turn that jealousy into envy and it makes you hate a person for no reason that you don't even know.
Yeah.
Just because, like, their hustle is better than yours and they're in the limelight and you're not.
Yeah, man, it's about taking the jealousy and converting it into inspiration.
But I like and motivation. I like that he said that because I never heard that before. Because I would always think, like, nah, jealousy is a bad thing. But not technically, not if you channel it into something good and positive to make you get to that
level. Right, especially because jealousy, if it's something that just hits you without even knowing. You
know, and we say like, it's not too. Stop being jealous. Don't be jealous.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things
welcome
where like...
Welcome it then.
Yeah, because most of the time, like, it's seen as a really bad thing, right? Because jealousy, you have no control over it. It just hits you.
It's
about taking that and be like, okay, what am I going to do with this? You know, you see someone, like, today, man, I went and I picked up some, I haven't gone to that spot in a while, so I went to Panera. And then I realized, oh, man, there's a coffee clash now. They opened some coffee clash. That's one of my friends.
Coffee clash.
One of my friends, she loves that spot.
What is that?
It's a coffee house. Clash is in the corner. But it was a different kind of... coffee shop before they made some good stuff, but now it's
Madre
Coffee
Tierra?
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Oh,
the one in the corner, right? Panera?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, so that one's there. But that one's good because she used to bring me coffee here in the morning because it was right by her pad. So so when I went in there, as soon as I walked out and got my food, man, this dude had sick ass Tesla, man, just like fucking murdered out black and it had that matte finish. But he looked like a businessman, like some Asian businessman. And I was like, damn, that shit was nice.
Yeah.
And then I said about,
man, tax write-off.
That's beautiful, man. You know, you got to be like, damn, you got to work on shit like that if you want to get something like that. But anyways, man, food was all right. Dude, I was going to tell you,
food was all right.
I was going to fucking tell you, man, like,
Yo, dude, the Tesla that Mike has, I don't know if he still has it. I think he probably does. I'm not sure. But, like, I remember I looked inside of it. Man, it's like a spaceship in there. They're so nice, bro.
Yeah, man, that's they're fucking...
All my boys say, like, they're shitty cars, though, supposedly, from all the owners, they say that.
Do they even have one?
Exactly. But the car is fucking beautiful, bro.
I mean, design-wise, it doesn't look like that amazing, but I think it's because it's specifically made for that to be aerodynamic.
Right? I like the design.
I don't mind it. Like, it's simple, but it's just like,
yeah,
it's to be aerodynamic, I imagine, right? All the things that went into it. Because Pops was saying that the other day when we went to see our niece's soccer game. He's like, I don't like them. They don't look nice. And I told him, I think they do that design so it could be built better for the speed and economy and all that, right?
Yeah.
But this one was sick, man. It was just mad. It's like the matte black and beautiful.
That's so sweet.
And you've been remembering your dreams lately, man?
Yeah.
Thank God, lately, man, I've been remembering everything. But it has to do with people in my life, so I won't say anything out loud. Mm-hmm. And it's just my brain thinking about, like, well, this is not right. This is not good. And it gets deep, man. I've been getting deep into my dreams, man. I'm glad that I remember them, so I feel like I could take a lesson from it. I'd be like, what does it mean? But I won't say in my life.
Are you like Freddy Krueger? Have you seen Freddy Krueger?
Don't you ever call me Freddy Krueger, bro. He was a pedophile, dog.
Nah, that was the most recent one. They painted him in the wrong light. He never was, bro, until the last one. Yeah, bro. That's my stuff.
Shaking my head, bro.
I love Freddy Krueger. That's my dog, man.
He's been targeted, man. He's a pedophile, bro.
Nah, man. Leave Robert England alone, dog.
So, but you, man, did you say you have like
a dream? Dude, I had a dream that I lost control of the wheel. Well, not, I didn't lose control, but I was driving with my family in the car. And then there was a car in front of me, and I tried to slam the brakes, and the brakes wouldn't slam.
Okay.
They wouldn't stop, and I rear-ended the person.
Okay.
And I woke up.
Okay, it was a minor little crash or whatever.
So I'm like, what the fuck does this mean?
I don't know. What do you think it means?
That you can't control things.
Yeah.
And then my oven stopped working. And then what else? Our vacuum stopped working.
Oh, vacuum stopped working too?
Yeah, and I was like, God damn, dude. And then I had another dream where a glass broke.
Hey, so this stuff stopped working in your dream?
What? No, in real life.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you jumped out of the dream. Okay, my bad.
In real life. I'm in Inception right now.
All right, got it.
Yeah, and then the other one, a glass broke, and I still drank from it, and I swallowed glass.
You swallowed glass?
Yeah, and I could
feel
it.
How did the glass break?
I don't know. It was just broken glass.
Like in the rim? You didn't realize that?
It was just big-ass chunks in the water, bro, and I drank it.
And then what happened? You tried to throw it
out? And I swallowed it.
Okay.
I don't know. That's it.
When was that? That was the dream?
That was my dream. Okay, that's all I remember from the dream.
You
gotta
let me know what's real life, what's dream. You're tripping me out. So that didn't happen in real life then. Okay, I was like, what the fuck?
No.
Okay,
so I don't know what that means. But that's all I remember from my dream, bro.
I don't know. Maybe it means, man, you've been like... You're taking the shards of life, bro. And you like fucking you take it down.
Nah, actually, I think I looked it up, bro. It said that I gotta like rekindle things or make sure I repair things.
Man, I'm not a big fan of those interpretation of dream stuff, man.
You're not?
Because everyone has their own mind. What if glass represents something else to you?
Yeah.
You know what? You know,
I don't swallow bad luck.
I don't know, man. What if it like glass means something reflective to you? Like it's. You know, what you see through it. So you're transparent. You're swallowing transparency. That's why I don't know. Oh, you know, I think it all depends on like the individual, that. Man. Because what, how do you see specific things? You know, I think there's certain things that probably make sense if we all follow that same interpretation or something, right? Yeah. Like if we all see as money, we've all heard money is evil, right?
Yeah.
What if you have dreams about money all constantly? Does that mean you're seeing evil? But that seems more common because we all have that same idea.
Yeah.
Of it. That's why I don't read those like books on interpretation of dreams, man. Dude, like, I was thinking about this because I told my friends about it. And did I tell you this last time, maybe? Because when you were telling me that you used to go work in hell, right?
Yeah.
Did I tell you one of my worst jobs?
Yeah, it's in the house.
Oh, fuck. But I didn't tell you about the carpet cleaning?
Oh, no, I don't think you talked
about that. This was the worst experience ever. Working for the car repair was fine because it was a personal. This guy owned it himself. Super nice guy. Got paid under the table. And, you know, he paid me pretty good. We used to go just clean carpets. And it was like, it was low moisture cleaning. So it wasn't like, oh, man, I'm there with the fucking steam vac. You know, it wasn't like that. Yeah. It looked like a buffer, you know, like.
Yeah, I remember those.
And then it was just basically we just sprayed a little bit of the solution in the carpet just on the top part so it doesn't get to the pad. And then with a white towel, you would just put it underneath between the carpet and the machine and we just pick up all the dirt, right? So, oh, man. The worst, bro. It traumatized me. I went with this guy that worked with us, his son. And we went and we pulled up to this older looking house up in Chino Hills. And we're like, cool. Like, okay, should be easy, like day. We went in. It was like this old lady. She had dyed her hair like blue. She was wearing glasses. Wow. Skinny as a rail. Old lady. Chain smoking inside the house. I'm like, all right, it's going to be a problem already. And it was, I think, right before Christmas because there was a Christmas tree on the right side of me. Wow. And the carpet was kind of like peach color from what I remember. And it smelled. I was like, oh, fuck, something stinks here. And I saw cats running all over the house. And I was like, oh, no. And her husband, he was overweight, like on a wheelchair, and his feet were like bread, you know, and like fresh out the oven. Oh. And I think he was saying some racist shit because something happened in the news, like, oh, these people always complaining. Some shit, right? So I was like, oh, great. So I already had a bad taste. And I started smelling something. I was like, all right, man. Luckily, the guy I was working with, he was just trying to do the stairs because it was two stories, bro. Dude, I started cleaning the carpet with that machine. The smell of fucking urine just came up because cats were pissing everywhere. Pads were yellow, bro. It was the worst experience. I was so disgusting. That guy threw up. He went outside and threw up because he was cleaning the stairs. Then he had to be like almost on his hands and knees. It was disgusting, man.
You guys didn't wear masks?
No, we didn't have fucking masks.
Are you kidding? Not even a bandana?
No, we didn't do any of that shit. No. I didn't even think about that. I didn't have that. I wasn't prepared. So it was like, dude, it was piss and smoke. And she's just smoking the whole time. Oh, man. I was like, this is hell. This is disgusting.
Dude, you probably got so sick. Like, literally. Did you get sick a lot in that job?
I don't know.
Fucking hailing all that shit all day, bro.
Well, the solution was natural. Not the solution didn't have even chemicals worse, or anything really bad. But it was just a bad experience, man. Because fucking... Well, speaking of masks, man. Like, how about masks... In a non-literal sense, the different masks that we wear as people, man. How do you feel about that, man? Or do you catch people wearing different masks? And how about you?
I've noticed, well, depends on the audience, how people switch their masks up or pick and choose their masks. Like, I would say, like, in a setting, like, let's say at work, you can't be... your full authentic self.
Right.
At work.
Unless your work is to be yourself and you're your own boss, maybe.
Yeah.
But you're talking about if you work for a big company or whatever.
We're working to get there. Okay. But yeah, working for a big company, I have to like reel it a little back and I can't really be my full personality. I mean, I show glimpses of myself, but not my full self. Because I already know how people judge and how that could like put a stain on your career.
I view it a little differently, man. I see it more like how I am in certain circumstances is still who I am, but it's in degrees. You know, that's why I wear this mask when I'm wearing this, mm-hmm. and I'm wearing this mask when I'm doing that. I still think that's all still part of us. I think as long as you're honest with yourself and what you're doing, for what reasons, then it's you're still being you.
You're still being you, but you don't have that conversation with yourself like, man, if we weren't at work, or, oh, I wish I wasn't at work right now. So if you have those comments to yourself, that's yourself self-inflicting yourself, wouldn't you say?
I mean,
like
if you're
hindering yourself, like, I really want to say this, but I can't.
But if you're having those thoughts with yourself, which I'm not, then yeah, there's something deeper. Because
I'm not, but I'm just saying in general, because I'm sure people do all the time.
Could be, but it's something else they're battling with. Because aside from the work stuff, like when you go like out and about, or you're like in a public place or things like that, man, we're all part of the same society. You know, we do have these social norms that we should abide by. I think as long as you're not hurting anyone. Aside from that, you know, it's just like I've been wanting to read some Joseph Campbell, man, because he talks about all of that.
Why are you looking at the DVDs, bro?
Oh, was it just straight? It's just straight over there. It's just straight over there. But yeah, man, like Joseph Campbell. Yeah, he talks about masks, and then so does Carl Jung and all this other stuff, man. But yeah, man, it's just
putting a poker face.
You always have to bring her up. Why? Because House of Gucci? You going to watch House of Gucci?
That started already?
I think it's coming
out pretty soon. Wasn't she canceled for a second?
I don't think so.
Lady Gaga?
She's I don't dumb, think so. Man. Why would you think that?
Didn't they say that? I thought I heard something like that.
The, dude, like, I don't
imagine. Isn't Jared Leto in it?
Yeah, Jared Leto's in it.
He just tries to play, like, a weird role. He's like, man, he's cool, but he's like a bootleg Johnny Depp now. Like, he hasn't fulfilled his second part of his career for me, bro. Like, I feel like
what would that mean? What does that mean?
I think just Dallas Buyers Club was his only hit, bro. Like, I don't think
he's in like 5 minutes, and he still got the award.
I thought he did really well.
He was in like 5 minutes, right?
Okay, so you got your criticism about him then.
Well, no,
so
I'm just
that's
saying.
The only good film, bro.
No, I think he's a good actor.
He is a good actor, but what has he?
But been? I'm saying he was in like 5 minutes, right?
No, I thought he did pretty good. Not Matthew McConaughey good. I mean, come on.
No, I'm sure he did a good job. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
But that's what I don't care about the Oscars. But what do you mean, like, so he hasn't fulfilled the expectations you have for his career?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are your expectations
of
this guy you don't even know?
Because I would think, like, his type of role, like, he reminds me of Johnny Depp's roles. Like, you play, like, this weird, awkward, random person. That's the vibe I get from him. Like, Mr. Robot, the guy from Fight Club.
Mr. Robot.
Or Robot, that robot movie.
Mr. Nobody?
Yeah, Mr. Nobody.
I never saw it, but it's Mr. Nobody, yeah.
That one. The one with your boy from Drive. What's that?
Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling. The remake with the Harrison Ford movie.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, that movie, bro.
Are we talking about your dreams?
No, that movie with Ryan Gosling, bro, and it's a remake from a Harrison Ford movie from the 80s. Bro.
I don't know, man. Move on. But, you know, you're saying that Jared Leto just like fucking...
The movie with Ryan Gosling and Jared Leto together, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
He's a bad guy in it.
Isn't he always a bad guy?
Yeah, but he has contacts in the movie. Like his role was whack.
Blade Runner, 2049.
Thank you. Okay. That movie, and it was a remake with Harrison Ford.
No, it's part two. It's not a remake.
Oh, it's continuation?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a new film. It's not a remake.
I did not know.
It's a completely different film.
No, but it's... Oh, okay. I thought it was a reboot.
It
like,
takes place in the same world and everything. No, it's gone in the future. That's what Harrison Ford is in.
But yeah, like, I just feel like he should be, like, the number one actor in the films. But I feel like he's not. And
yeah,
that's just that.
Yeah,
that
doesn't make sense, man. I think you're hanging on to these ideas. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. You have
Kick
the right to
out,
do that,
bro.
Man. But I think, like... but, yeah... I'm just waiting for my boy Sean Penn to drop something else, man. It's been a minute. His movie that he made sucked.
You said that with his daughter?
We talked about that, man. Yeah. Fucking...
You killed my daughter.
I was like, you know, when I was talking to...
Sean Penn, dude.
Something the day, because sometimes I struggle with, like... Man, you know, sometimes you get some fucking certain thoughts or whatever. And then you forget how to bring it back to the baseline. And my friend, she told me... You want to think of... You know, does anyone control their thoughts, you know, where they come from? I'm like, no. She said, that's right, nobody does. You don't know exactly where they come from. So you got to see your thoughts like waves in the ocean. That wave's coming. There's something you can do to stop it. Mm-hmm. You got to just take it, let it flow in, and let it flow out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's funny when certain things hit you with an analogy like that. That just, some of those analogies just hit just right for the individual, right? It just makes sense. It just made sense for me when she said that. I was like, you just feel better at that point. It's like, you're right, you know, because sometimes we get up, like, I may get obsessive with certain thoughts, and I'm like, why did I think that? Why did you beat yourself up and all this other shit? As opposed to saying, no, man, just roll with it.
That's funny you said that, because I heard a really cool example like that not too long ago.
Oh, what was it?
Like, just think about these thoughts. Like you're a passenger in an airplane seeing clouds passing through.
Yeah, that's good too, man.
And I got that same effect that you said.
Yeah, but we're because you're going to go through them.
And I picture everything. I picture an airplane in the middle.
Okay.
So I just picture an airplane going through the clouds.
And then they don't stick with you. You know, they're just like...
You just go through them. Yeah. That's cool, man.
Yeah, man. So it's cool, man. You have to, and then I was watching this video on Alan Watts. Got one of his books. But yeah, Alan Watts. He was definitely a philosopher and all that. But his stuff was always like thinking about, man, thoughts don't stick with you. And things like that. And he was just about like living your life and how we get trained at a young age to go to the clock, to go to this job, to go to this, to go to that. And this stuff just blows your mind, man, if you check out some of his stuff.
School.
But he was a drunk and dying young. But he was like, yeah, man. Just look up Alan Watts.
Alan Watts.
He's written a few books, man. He wrote a few books that are well known.
I remember Udell telling me that, I think in high school or like a year after high school. He's like, yeah, man, think about it. He's like, school just prepares you for a job. And I never heard that before.
Yeah, the shift. You got to go in a certain time, said that, get out, yeah.
It blew my mind. I'm like, 18-year-old Ronaldo's like, what? That's crazy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. And like same thing, like what Ryan said. I think he said it off air on the podcast when he said, like, asking to go to the bathroom, why do I need to
ask? Oh, he was in school.
Yeah. And I never thought about it like that. It's a respectful thing to do, I guess, with an authority, but why do we think that?
Well, we think that because...
Yeah.
How do you know they can go to the restroom, right?
Yeah.
People like, just get up and leave anytime they want and say they're going to go and they're going to do something else.
Just go.
Especially when you're a young kid, man, and your hormones are out of control and then your attention span is everywhere. You're like 15 years old.
Got pimples on your back. Yeah.
I mean, I guess, man, if you want to be roided. Hey, but man, what's going on this Saturday?
Dude, well, Zeke turns 2 in 2 days, so...
Friday, I can't wait. I'm going to stop by Friday to see him.
His little Buzz Lightyear.
I guess take him to breakfast or anything like that? Friday,
maybe. I'll see. Well, my girl teaches class.
How about after? You get a little lunch? Let me know, because I can go.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll set something up.
Gotta see my freaking Neff's son on his birthday.
Neff's son. I like that. Son, where did Neff's son stem from?
I took the nephew. Godson and nephew. And just did
Neff's son? I like that.
Yeah, because I was going to do Godfew, but I was like, nah, this is not as good. I'll do Neff's
son. What about God-Neff?
No, because God. You can't take the first parts of the word.
Neff God, bro.
And I was going to do Godson, but it already exists.
That's my Neff God. I'm his God Neff.
No, you can't take the first part.
The prefix is, bro.
You gotta take one half of the other, man.
Nah, but we're just... Mom said that she's going to make pozole for all the meat eaters.
On Saturday?
Her mom's a sweetheart.
Right? Yeah, man. Mom's the best.
Yeah, so she's going to do that. And I'm just going to get pizza for us non-meat eaters. Just get some
man,
cheese.
You dropped that shit on me, man. Last second, man. I got Friendsgiving. So I'm only going to be there a few hours to Zeke's birthday. That's what I kept asking you guys. I was like, hey, man, you guys do anything?
I've been so busy, bro, like with my girl being pregnant.
No, it is what it is, man.
And with Sage coming.
No, I think it's cool, man. It is what it is. I'm just glad we're having
but
some fun.
But you know I got to have something for my son.
No, I just didn't know where you were going to do it. I just didn't know when you were going to do it.
It's got to be the following day.
So that phone with that, man. I mean, she's like going to be there till 6, 3 hours with you guys, man.
Yeah.
Hey, please, Chris is going to get there. I'll hang out.
Chris is going to go.
You better? I don't see why you wouldn't. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I'll be there a few hours, then I'll bounce because, you know, I got my friends going to be doing it for, fuck, man, how long has it been? Damn, man. I don't know. This is going to be the 11th year.
11th year, yeah.
11th
awesome.
Year in a row, man. It's a good
that's
time.
Cool, man.
But, man, I can't wait. Man, I got Zeke that Hot Wheels set.
Hey, bro, you spoiling it for him?
And I got
the Toy
Story chair.
You know he hears this, right?
Good. I'm gonna hit this after his birthday, man. But man, all in all, man, I guess we chatted out, man. I'm glad everything's good with you, brother. Oh, earlier today, man, I was so excited because the No Nukes concert dropped yesterday, but I purchased it because it's just digital, which is the legendary concert of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh my god!
But man, possibly one of the greatest songs of all time, man.
And it's
he
just
did it on
stage.
His birthday, bro. Well, you know what No Nukes means, right? Oh, man, you're too young for that. Nukes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, messages, so you know, yeah, it's, you know, A-bombs and all that. Yeah, so they made a concert too, so there's no nukes. But he did it on his birthday, and he was like the, and I remember this line, because I saw from, so I saw the whole concert, right? Well, let's have 5 minutes left. And it's a legendary concert, because there's all these different bands performing, but they let him play longer because everyone was going nuts. And I remember when I was a kid, I was at Madison Square Garden. When I was a kid, Tom Petty said this, man, rest in peace, one of the greats. He said, like, I was at the concert, and I was going to play, and they, Bonnie Raitt told me, hey, if you hear them saying boo, they're not saying boo, they're saying Bruce. And I said, well, what's the difference?
That's so hilarious.
I love it. Like, if I go out there, they say Bruce. Man, you basically tell me to get off the stage, the same shit. What's the difference?
That's hilarious, dude.
But anyways, man.
I finished Midnight Mass.
Oh, what you think?
What
you think, man? Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
I like that they murked a few people in it.
A new way of telling like a vampire story.
Yeah, it was different, like how that person got brainwashed. The priest fucked up.
Well, they were talking about like heavy topics, though, right? There's some heavy ass topics on that.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that stood out for you, just in general, of your viewing, of enjoying it? You just enjoyed viewing it, how it went.
Just like how everyone just like believed the hype,
right?
All immediately, but even though it like looks. It don't look right. It looks evil. Right. Bro.
They're like, it's fanaticism, right? So it's talking about fanaticism, right? Because they're like having church at mid, like at night now all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden everything stops working. But yeah, like it talks about, man, that dude's a good writer, man. I want to check out some of their stuff. But like, yeah, man, because it's talking about fanaticism, religion.
Fanaticism? So that's kind of like lamb or what?
No, fanaticism, like, you know, like. Like cults or whatever, like anything that you're fanatic about, right?
Fanaticism.
Yeah, right. So then now you're like going into blindly into something, right? Like you said, you see all these elements that are bad, but when you're a fanatic, it's like, nah, this is the right way. This is the right way, right? It's dealing with death, ideas, loss, you know, repenting, you know, drunk driving, dude. And I mean, that they stole that scene from 30 Days of Night, but it was well worth it.
Which one?
I can smell your blood.
When he takes her out to the boat?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, you're right. Oh, that happened in the ending of that movie.
Classic, right?
I'm glad that fool exploded. He was weak.
I like that guy,
dude. He was the weakest character. And that girl that he kept dreaming made no sense, bro.
That's a girl he killed.
Oh, there you go.
He killed, man. The girl he killed as a drunk driver.
That's right. Yeah, that's why he was in jail.
Yeah, exactly, man. But I'm glad you enjoyed it. I mean, obviously, it's like a lot of monologues, right? A little too long, certain things, but that's how they explain stuff. Like when people just talk around.
Cheesy, but
how great is that priest, though, man?
Yeah, David Schwimmer, bro.
David Schwimmer wishes. Dude, this guy's a good ass actor, dude.
You remind me of him. his hair and his delivery.
It was just dope, dude.
It was good. It was good.
And then when creepy was that when he eats that guy's blood for the first time and that guy's still alive? He's like,
he devoured.
That was rough.
Yeah, he devoured that chick, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was weird how she was just stabbing his wings.
Yeah.
He won't fly.
Yeah. But that guy regenerates quickly, anyways.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, you're not doing anything.
No, but don't you get it? It's a metaphor. Think about it. So, this idea of him, like this demon that people think is an angel. So she's putting holes in that idea to show all the flaws. Right? So that's why they didn't want to show him dead, because he flies away, because fanaticism never goes away fully.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
Oh, nice.
But anyways, that's my idea. I could be wrong.
Look at you. You need to start a YouTube with that, dude. Man, fuck that shit. Movie review.
Man,
dog.
I love you, brother. I love your sweater, man. You got that Marcellus Wiley with that the ball on his mouth and Bruce Willis. And talk about gaining fortune, right? Imagine you're in a situation like that.
It's undeniable. Where?
How lucky, man. Imagine that. One bad luck and one good luck for the other.
Oh, yeah, dude. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
And when he fucking, who said that? Samuel Jackson, what did he say earlier? Which was foreshadowing, right?
Oh, he's like, he don't like to get fucked by anybody.
Except Mrs. Wallace.
Dude, greatest
QT,
movie of all
QT,
time,
bro.
Dog.
No, but it's great. Hey,
shit.
Forgot to say this, man. Happy birthday.
Yep.
to the greatest living director of all time, Martin Scorsese.
Oh, today?
Today's his birthday, baby.
How old is he?
Raging Bull. I don't know his age, man. He's definitely not 45.
68?
Nah, man. He's got to be in his 80s.
87?
He's got to be 80-something for sure, man. 80s, early 80s, man. But he, Raging Bull, man. And I've been seeing these lists people have. They have Raging Bull like 5. I'm like, man, what's wrong with you?
What's
Raging Bull's number one.
For Scorsese films?
Yeah. In my opinion, for me, dude, for sure. Raging Bull. But anyways, man. Got to chat it up. Can't wait for the birthday party.
He's 79, bro.
Oh, okay. 79. Jeez. My bad. My bad, Marty. My bad.
I said
Marty.
Them eyebrows are 90s. He's got,
man, that dude's skill set's off
control.
He's got
Flavio eyebrows.
But yeah, man. Love you, brother. Can't wait for the birthday party. Enjoy the day, man. Take us out.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, liking, and subscribing. Undeniable Perception, episode 45.
Peace. And we ended at the 45-minute late.